the Ayin Tova and Ayin Ra'a aren't simply character traits of a person. They are approaches to life. They're a derech. They're a way to live. And when we understand it this way, we now have to think for ourselves, to analyze ourselves, to think about our day and the times that we are using our Ayin Tova to see the world and the times that we're using our Ayin Ra'a to see the world.
Welcome to Now That Makes Sense, featuring Rabbi Levi Leibowitz. Original and exciting Torah ideas designed to help you learn and make you think. And now, Rabbi Levi Leibowitz.
Welcome back, everyone, as we take our next step forward in the journey towards an Ayin Tova, a good eye. First, let's begin by defining what a good eye is. And although this definition may grow as time goes on, we'll start with what Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz said about a good eye. Rabbi Yerucham explained that a good eye means seeing the diamond in the rough. Conversely, an evil eye would mean seeing only the rough and not the diamond. So we have these two ways of looking at life. One is the Ayin Tova way, which is focusing on the positive, the good that's there, even if it may not be discernible at first glance. And we have the Ayin Ra'a approach, which is to see what's negative, what's deficient, and not look for the good that there is inside the negative. Let's begin from there. There are a couple of Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos that say the following. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five students, and he instructed these five students to go out into the world and discern for themselves the proper pathway in life that one should cling to and the evil pathway in life that one should stay away from. He was instructing them to go out on their own and discover for themselves what they found to be the path one should choose in their life and the path one should stay away from in their life. We're talking here about the bigger picture, about a direction for life. Rabbi Eliezer, one of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's students, came back and shared that what he found to be the proper path in life is the path of an Ayin Tova, a good eye. And the path one should stay away from in life is the path of an Ayin Ra'a, an evil eye. I've learned this Mishnah numerous times over the years. It wasn't until now that I realized what this Mishnah is actually teaching us. A good eye we associate with positivity, and an evil eye we associate with negativity. Positivity and negativity seem to be character traits, midos of one's personality. Some have positivity to a greater extent, some have positivity to a lesser extent, and some have negativity to a greater extent, and some to a lesser extent. But these are all part of the characteristics of a person. It's our makeup, it's who we are, it's the way we were created. Is it possible for us to work on it? Yeah, to some degree. If a person is more inclined to negativity, it'll be difficult for them to become more positive, but we can work on ourselves and try our best. But there certainly is some level of limitation or excuse that when we're dealing with our character traits, we can say that some things are possible and some things aren't. But when you see a good eye and an evil eye, when you see Ayin Tova and Ayin Ra'a from the context of a bigger picture, a direction in life, pathways in front of us that we are to choose between, you've now just freed us from being stuck in being either a positive person or a negative person to now making a choice how we're going to lead our lives moving forward. This is an incredible chiddush that Ayin Tova and Ayin Ra'a are described as derachim, pathways in life, not just character traits. And now, what this means for us is, when we are deciding how to lead our lives, there are actually two choices in front of us. Putting our own personal preferences or tendencies aside, we now stand at a crossroads of how we're going to lead our lives. Are we going to lead a life of Ayin Tova, or are we going to lead a life of Ayin Ra'a? This is huge. I want to share with you now a story from the Torah where this idea is illustrated. We all know the story of the 12 spies. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, felt the need to send in the 12 spies to spy out the land of Eretz Yisrael before entering so they would have a better sense of what they were getting themselves into. These 12 spies went out, surveyed the land, and came back to the Jewish people to share their observations. 10 of these 12 spies came back and shared a negative report about Eretz Yisrael. The other two spies, Yeshua and Kalev, came back and shared an extremely positive report about the land of Eretz Yisrael. Was it simply that these 10 spies had this negative nature to them, and these two spies had this positive nature to them? It was simply their character traits, their personality, that was the background, the cause of their reports. Rashi, in describing these 10 spies, tells us that when they went into the land of Eretz Yisrael initially, they had an intention, they had a plan to seek out the negative aspects of the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly what we're talking about right now. That ayin ra'a, to see the negative, to see the evil, to see the bad, isn't simply a characteristic that someone has. It's actually a way of life. And unfortunately, these 10 spies chose the ayin ra'a path of life, to go into the land of Eretz Yisrael and to look out, to seek out, how can we find something negative and something deficient about this land? Whereas Yeshua and Kalev went into the land of Eretz Yisrael with an ayin tova, with a good eye approach. How are we now going to be able to see something good here and then come back and share that with the Jewish people? These 10 spies came back and brought out the negative characteristics of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And these two spies came back and showered praises on the land of Eretz Yisrael. So you see how it's actually a choice and a decision what type of life you want to live. Not just something that happens to us because of our personalities. And I want to add to this, that all 12 spies saw the exact same reality. It's not that they looked for something negative and they found it, and the other two spies looked for something good and they found it, but they were talking about two separate things. No, Rashi tells us they were actually speaking about the same exact thing. And what is that? When these 12 spies entered the land of Eretz Yisrael, they saw people burying the dead everywhere. There were funerals going on everywhere throughout the land. And these 10 spies interpreted the fact that there were mass deaths and funerals going on everywhere as a sign that, as the Torah calls it, it's an Eretz Ochelas Yoshveha, that this land of Israel is a land that eats up and consumes its inhabitants. But Rashi then goes on to say that the real reason behind all of these deaths and funerals was not because Eretz Yisrael is such a terrible land that consumes its inhabitants, but because Hashem wanted to distract the inhabitants of the land from being focused on these spies, to instead being focused on their loved ones and the funerals they needed to make for them, so that they wouldn't pay attention to these spies while they were spying out the land. So we're talking about the exact same reality. People are burying the dead everywhere. The 10 spies coming with the approach of Ayin Ra, the evil eye, see all they can see in this land is terrible, everyone's dying over here. Whereas the other two spies are able to see the chesed of Hashem, God's kindness, that instead of us having to sneak around and figure out how to spy out this land without getting caught, the inhabitants of land were distracted with their issues so that we could do our job. We see from here that the same reality is interpreted based on the direction in which you're living your life. That's the topic of Ayin Tova and Ayin Ra. How are we living our lives? There's a famous question asked that when the spies came back and delivered their negative report about the land of Israel, and the Jewish people cried over having to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem decrees that the Jewish people will have to remain in the Midbar, the wilderness, for 40 years, corresponding to the 40 days the 10 spies spent spying out the land of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chatzka Levenstein asks, the sin of the Meraglim, the spies, wasn't a 40-day sin. It was a 10-minute sin when they came back and they delivered this evil report. Why do we get punished to have to remain in the Midbar, in the wilderness, 40 years if the Avera wasn't 40 days? It was only one day when they came back and gave the evil report. And he explains as follows, based on what we just said. Because when they went into the land of Israel to begin with, they were going with this intention in mind. They were on that Ayin Ra'a path. The entire 40 days they were in Eretz Yisrael. So it actually was a 40-day Avera, because Ayin Ra'a is a way of living, is a way of life. And they were using their Ayin Ra'a for the entire 40 days. So when they came back, that was just simply the conclusion of their whole excursion. They had gone in to begin with, looking for the evil. So Hashem says, you, the Jewish people, are going to get punished to remain in the Midbar for 40 years because these meraglim, these spies, engaged in a 40-day sin called Ayin Ra'ah of the land of Israel. Again, you see this idea that Ayin Tova and Ayin Ra'ah aren't simply character traits of a person. They are approaches to life. They're a derech. They're a way to live. And when we understand it this way, we now have to think for ourselves, to analyze ourselves, to think about our day and the times that we are using our Ayin Tova to see the world and the times that we're using our Ayin Ra'ah to see the world. And to realize that we are not restricted to our nature or our personality when it comes to our Ayin Tova and Ayin Ra'ah. We actually have the power to choose an approach to life, how we're going to go out towards the world to either extract the good from the dirt, or are we going to be focused on the dirt and ignore the good that's found inside it? So I hope with this new perspective on Ayin Tova and Ayin Ra, we feel empowered to step out of our natural tendencies and to choose Ayin Tova as a pathway for us in life.
Rabbi Leibovitz is brought to you by the VOD Project of Yeshiva Toras Chaim of Denver. For more details on the program or how you can be a part of the VOD's growth, please email lleibovitz, L-E-B-O-V-I-T-S, at vodproject.org. VOD spelled V-A-A-D. Thanks for listening and enjoy a meaningful day of growth.